Brachot 55, February 27, 2020. Catch up as we can do. We'll try. So Nun Dalid, Amud Beit. All the brachot that you make. So we're discussing all the miracles. If you see a place where a miracle happened to the Jewish people, you have to make a bracha. So we're talking about all these places where the people want to attack the Jewish people were destroyed, and the rocks, and various, let's say, in modern times, and Tebi. So you have to make a bracha. So where are we going to start? Og Melech HaBashan. Is that where we got up to? Emen Shebikesh Og Melech HaBashan. It's the first line before they get wide. I'll have over here. Okay, the first one. Evan Shabakesh Yog Melech HaBashan Lizorkal Yisrael. Also an interesting like story. I have to understand what's the Gemara trying to drive at. So the stone that Og Melech HaBashan wanted to destroy, or wanted to throw on the Jewish people. Did you know about the stone? Have you ever heard about this stone? So the Gemara is going to tell us. Gemara Gemira Lei. Gemara. So we have a tradition. Amar, Machane Yisrael, so Og Melech HaBashan, he looked at the Jewish people. He said, how big is the camp of the people? Have tlata parse. It's three parsot. A parsa is 4 mil, a mil is 2,000 amot. So it's 12 mil, right? Three parsa, 24,000 amot, 20 kilometers wide, whatever, because there are, you know, a few million people there. So that's a lot of people to, you know, takes up a lot of space. I don't know if it meant square kilometers, whatever. The Jewish people were taking up 12, tlata parse, 12 mil. Azil ba'ikar tura, bar tlata parse, so the second white line. I'm going to take a stone. That's that same big. He was a strong guy. Va'ashte aleha ve'knid. I'm going to throw at them. So I don't know how many thousands of tons it weighed, but clearly he would have won the Olympic gold in weightlifting. So azil akar tura, Bartlata Parse. So he lifted up a mountain that was that big, but I tell Rashids, and he lifted up for the Jewish people. It sounds like, I don't know at all, like God lifted up the mountain, Lahabdil, on the Jewish people at Har Sinai. Says, if you accept the Torah, great. If not, I'll kill you. Here, Isham take for Adchem. So here he put it on, but this God wasn't going to tolerate this. They got little, I don't know, insects to eat away at the stone, whatever, and it knocked it on him, and he couldn't quite lift it, and it fell back on top of him. He tried to get the mountain off of him to throw it on the Jewish people. Mashke Shine said, well, I don't know, what's the point of the story? Tell us that we have enemies, we don't even know about it. God protects us. Look at the lengths the people will go to try to hurt us. You can try to be, what's the Gemara telling us here? This sounds like not be a real story. Mashke Shine Lohaigisa Lohaigisa. So, I don't know why. Something, he moved his teeth. He was like growing like this, you know, back and forth to get the mountain off. And it didn't work. Below Matsi Lemishvale. Behainu dichtiv, this is the meaning of the verse. That's what how the Gemara is interpreted, not the real meaning. The drasha, shnei rishanim, or shnei rishanim, you broke the teeth. That's what the Gemara is interpreting of the evil one. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, the Gemara of Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish said, my dichtiv, shnei rishim shibarta, altigre shibarta. Don't say you broke it, ala sharavta. You make it larger. In other words, you made the teeth somehow go down and that was it. We'll see. So what happened? Now Og is lying underneath the mountain. He can't get out. He can't get under. It's too heavy. Moshe have kama have. So the Gemara says here, this is, I mean, maybe you've heard this before. Moshe was 10 amot tall. What does that mean? That's very tall, right? So I don't think, again, it means, it literally, I don't know what it means. What, why is the Gemara saying Eser Amot? What's the significance of Eser Amot? Anama is eight, let's say it's a foot and a half. Might even more. 15 feet tall. So, Moshe, this whole story is an exaggeration. Moshe Kamehave Eser Amot. Shakel Narga Bar Asar Amin. He took, I don't know, an axe, a hammer of 10 Amot. Shavir Eser Amot. He jumped 10 Amot. Umechye Bekarsala Bekatle. Now, so he's 10 amot. He takes something 10 amot high and he jumps 10 amot. So it's basically, the Gemara is saying he's 30 amot in the air, like, you know, 30, he's dunking at a 30 amot, at 45 feet. And at 45 feet, he gets to the ankles of Og Melech HaBashan. So the Og, a guy who can lift up a mountain, got to be pretty humongous, right? So that's what the Gemara is saying. Whatever the Gemara means, however, whatever the symbolism you want to interpret. So, and he killed him. By somehow we killed him in the ankle, then he was on the mountain and he died. So if you ever see that rocks, you have to make a bracha. Shasa nisim b'makom hazeh. Good, you can think about it. But like I say, it's obviously symbolic of fight Jewish people and our enemies. Okay, b'emen sheyashav aleh ha-moshe. This is a little bit easier. The stone, the rocks that Moshe sat at, dechti b'yedei Moshe kveidim. This is with the battle of Amalek. His hands were heavy. We wouldn't put a rock under somebody for rest, but that's what they had. And he sat on it. Okay. So if you see, I don't know, I don't even know how the Gemara expects us to know where these places are. But it's symbolic. It basically seems to be telling us what are the turning points in Jewish history. Lot. Now we go back. You see the wife of Lot. V'chomat Yericho shenivla, and if you see the walls of Yericho that were swallowed up, that the wall fell down below. So bishlema kula nisa. I understand all these stories; they're all miracles. But ishto shalot, why should we make a bracha on ishto shalot peronato? That's a sad thing. She was supposed to be saved, and she looked back. We're not happy about that. We don't want to bless God for miracles. That's a Puranut. The Amar, so the Gemara says, okay. So you say, Baruch Dayana Emet. It's a little bit strange. In other words, the whole point of these brachot is to thank God for the miracles. We're not looking to see bad things that happen in Jewish history. And I mean, Lot's wife, why? You have to say, Baruch Dayana Emet. So that's, the Gemara doesn't like that either. But how the Abba Shevach Dani? The Gemara said, if you see these places, you have to praise. So that's not praise. So you're right. Tani al Lot valishtom varchim shtaim. Well, it's probably Lot's wife. You wouldn't do anything, but Lot's with her wife. So they come together as a pair. So alishto omer baruch dan emet. Baruch you say dan emet. Valor omer baruch zocher tzadikim. A new bracha we never heard of. God who remembers the righteous. That's very interesting. We don't normally consider Lot to be a tzadik.
Rashi says it's referring to Abraham.
Ah.
Okay,
Shezachar Abraham, right? I don't know that that's a simple shot, but obviously Rashi is bothered, right? No, by his score, right? The Gemara is going to say that he's saying it because that's what the Gemara says now, right? But I'm just saying, if you just read it straight, it's like a lot because it says a lot val ishto, al ishto mer deyanimer a lot mer berk zocher hatzadikim. I understand what Rashi's doing, and it's based on the next line of Gemara. But the simple read of the Gemara is that Lot is the tzaddik. Now, you could argue.
Compared
that's why he was saved from storm, exactly.
Compared
to his wife, compared to storm, and the Rambam says, what's a tzaddik? The Rambam says 50% plus one is a tzaddik. So I just point out, I think there is something, even with Rashi, the fact that the Gemara says it like this. So why does Rashi say it? Because Amar of Yochanan, afilu b'shak kaso shel HaKadosh Baruch, even when God is angry, he remembers the tzaddikim. He never has full anger. Zocher tzaddikim shenemar, and that's why I get that. Right? Heva shached alim al kikar. God destroyed the plains of Sodom. By yiskor alim at Abraham. He remembered Abraham, and he saved Lot. In other words, zocher tzaddikim. That's the way Rav Yochanan is learning it. Is that Abraham is a tzaddik, and since Lot is his nephew, in the school of Abraham, Lot is saved. Okay, amitoch avecha. Okay. Bechomet Yericho Shenivla'a. I mean, Lot is Rashi himself said Lot had some very positive qualities. He learned from Avraham, Hachnasad Orchim. He's also baking matzah on Pesach there, right? And the angel, he's celebrating Pesach. That's another anachronism that I once wrote an article about it. Jonathan Sachs has, and his I got a whole article about that. By the way, there are a lot of comparisons. If you look at the Sodom story, and look at the story of Egypt, there's a lot of literary plays. The Gemara clearly is hinting in the story of Lot to the story of the Exodus later on, but that's not for now. I'm sorry. Yeah, a lot of Vayit Mama even. You know, the waiting. There are a lot of talk. Anyways, that's right, because remember the rabbis say that happened on Pesach. That's why they served them the matzah. Okay, it's very. You hear me say 100 times these stories aren't literal, because I don't want anybody chas v'shalom to do what the Rambam says, because if somebody learns it and they think they're literal, they'll think the rabbis are idiots. That's what the Rambam says. You know, like educated people hear stories like this. You know, it was like Pesach and Lot, and what kind of idiocy is this? So you can't say that. So you have to say the rabbis have a deep message. Today, unfortunately, I think a lot of people do take these stories in a literal sense, but they're not literal. The Chomot Yericha Nivla, the walls of Yericha Nivla were swallowed. They didn't fall down. That's what the Gemara is playing with. V'anafla, didn't they fall down? In other words, what do you mean they were swallowed up? V'yikish mo'atam akol shofar, v'yariyo'am trua gdola, a big trua, not a tekiya gdola, trua gdola. V'tipol ha'chomot tachteha. So the Gemara says it was like a square. The walls of Yericho were like a square. The width and the height were the same. So if it fell, it wouldn't mean anything, you know? If you take a cube and you just turn it on the side, so nothing happens. So the walls had to fall inwards. Kaven the patch of Baruma ki hadadadinu, they're the same size. Mishum hachi avlu blue. They had to be swallowed into the ground, like by Korach, so sort of. So that the miracle would be obvious. Amar Rav Yehuda, okay, very interesting. Sort of mid-sentence almost, we just totally switch to something we all know. That's Birchat HaGomel. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Okay, so these are all historical places. The Mishnah went through, Gemara went through a whole bunch of places. If you ever go there, you have to make a bracha, either Zocher HaTzadikim, in that particular case, but Shas HaNisim or Nekar Bodazar, whatever the bracha might be. So now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Again, Rav Yehuda quoting Rav. Arba tzrichim lahodot. Four people have to give thanks. Who are they? Yordei hayam, people who go down to the river, the sea. Hochemi varot, walking, the people who transpose a desert, go through a desert. Mishayach oleb and idrape, he was sick and he got better. Mishayach avush veda sarim, he got out of jail. So the guy of the Gemara is basically going to quote Tehillim Kuvzayin, right? This is the Haftorah for Yom Ha'atzma'ut, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, for those of you who read a Haftorah on Yom Ha'atzma'ut, right? That's the last day of Pesach. Yeah, I have to check now. Orayam B'Yom Na'amod, right. Do we do that? Maybe we do that Yom Ha'atzma'ut? Maybe. So what am I confusing this with? And I have to check now. Okay, my Zionist credentials are... I don't remember that. Yeah, I do. You might be right. Okay. Anyways, Arba Tzrichim Lahodot. Yordei Hayam Minalam Dichtiv. Yordei Am Biyaniot. These are things that were considered quite dangerous, especially. That's the question today. When you're flying an airplane, you have to bench gomel. Different opinions. Some people say, "What are you talking about? Airplane is the safest method of travel. You don't have to bench gomel." Okay, LL might go bankrupt. They're laying off 1,000 people, 1/6 of their. I mean, it's terrible. The stock market went down another 1,000 points today, and it's a good thing the Toronto market had to close early. They had a technical glitch. All that means is tomorrow morning it's going to drop 500 points before we. Who knows what's going to be? Yeah, it's anyways. But that's not why. It's not that's a chole sheni frapeh. But flying in an airplane. You cross the Atlantic, you have to bench gomo. So that's a question. I know, I personally am not a big fan of benching gomo when you go to Israel for another reason. People shouldn't think going to Israel is dangerous. Bench gomo, what happened to you? Every guy bench gomo, I went to Israel. No, that sends I think that sends a little bit of a negative message.
No, travel by boat.
I understand. So we're not in olden times, right? I that's what I'm saying. That's why it's good. Rav Moshe, I believe, says you do have to bench go when you're on an airplane. I don't know if he says it for every time, like you fly to New York, forget the Atlantic, or because he says you can't live on an airplane. Like you can live on an airplane for a week or for 3 days, and they run out of food. Like an airplane is whole artificial existence, if I remember. But anyways, now a guy goes. Now, what about if you go on a cruise, right? This is not talking about going on a cruise, right? This is talking about people traveling for business on the boat. But you think about it, it's the same thing if you're going to cruise. You know, your day, today you go on a cruise, you get your ship quarantined. And yeah, I mean, that was the worst thing they did. Okay, your day, I am Baniyot. Hemaru Masei Hashem. Vayomer Vayamod Aruch Sarah. The wind stopped. They had a safe travel. Yalusha Maimir Dutomot. Vayomer Yachogu Vayag. I knew the back and forth, Kishikor, like a drunk. Vayomer Vayitzakul Hashem, like, you know, Yonah, the boat's going up and down. Vayizaku al Hashem, Batsar lehem imetzo kedem yotzim, and God saves him. Vayomer yakum saralit mama, the wild wave should be very quiet. Vayomer yismichu bi, I'll be very happy, ki ishtoch, vayomer yodu l'Hashem. So arva tzrichim lodot. So you go through, not a cruise, you know, the way the ships used to be. So yodu l'Hashem. Chastov and niflo tavlim ne'adam. Hochemi barot, minala, continuing on in the parak. Ta'ubimibar, they're wandering in the desert. Derech Er Moshav, lo matzu vayitzaku al Hashem. They cry out to God from the desert. Vayidrichem derech Yisharan, God led them in the good path. Yodu l'Hashem chasto. They got it. It seems like they're lost almost. Misha chalav and nitrape. Dichtiv avelimi derech pisham umaneim yanu. Kol ochel titev nafsham. Vayitzaku al Hashem batzer lehem. Okay, person sick, he cries out to God. God heals him. Yodu l'Hashem chasto. Okay, God, you have to praise God. Misha yachavu shveda sarim, minalan. How do you know? A poor guy in jail. Yoshev choshet v'tzomavet. You're sitting in the dark. The jails of the time, as like Yosef in a boar, you put the guy in a pit in darkness. You didn't put him in a... So, sitting in the darkness, ki hemru amru el, vayomer v'echna v'ama, vayomer yezug al Hashem batzar lehem, v'yotziyem yichoshev v'tzomavet. Yodu l'Hashem chasto. When he gets taken out of the darkness, out of jail, he praises God. Mai mevarech. So what's the bracha? Here you have it. Amar Rav Yehuda. No Rav. Just Amar Rav Yehuda. Wow. No Rav Shmuel. Baruch gomel chasadim tovim. What do we say? Baruch gomel chayavim tov asher gmalani kol tov. So we say, right, it's a little bit different. It's the same theme. Abaye marvit tzarich leduye. You have to do it in front of 10 people. Everybody knows that. You have to bench Goma with a minion. Not 10 people, with a minion. You have to be today very sensitive. The minion and 10 people is not the same thing. By the way, we're coming back to Purim. Barovam Hadrat Melech, I mentioned this applies to men and women equally. You have to read the Megillah by 10 people. That probably a woman would count for a quote unquote a minion for Kriyas Megillah. For Dvarim Shebektusha, a woman, but for Kriyas Megillah, a woman's Mechuyah of a Megillah. So she would count. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in 10 is different. A woman counts. It's not that a woman doesn't count for a minion. For specific things, the ones we do every day, the women don't count for the minion. But not that a woman doesn't count for other purposes. She is included in the minion. But, sorry? Mikra Megillah, Kiddush Hashem. I don't know, I can't think of any others offhand. And of course, the women themselves can make, a mezuman that we already saw. So the women themselves. But I'm talking, Kiddush Megillah, men and women jointly would make, are considered a tzibur, because the Megillah is not a davar shebekdusha. You don't need a minion to read the Megillah. It's a hidur. You're supposed to read it with a minion. But that minion would include women. Because they're mechuyev in the Megillah, I'm 98% sure that is correct. I mean, we won't get into a question: can a woman read the Megillah? The simple pshat is: of course, a woman can read the Megillah for men. We don't do that, but the Gemara is pretty clear. The Bahag, one view in Tosfot, he came up with the whole chiddush why women can't be motzi men. But the simple pshat is: a woman can read the Megillah on behalf of a man. Of course, she can read on behalf of a woman. Then. Later, not, she didn't read it on behalf of other women either. That's a lack of sneeze, but I don't have to tell you. Woman Megillah reading is of all the innovations with women, that's the one that's most accepted. Like Yotzot Halacha, you know, certain things. I mean, you know, they have a Sher Shmam. What did they get? 200-300 women go to hear the Megillah. Woman Megillah reading. Okay, whatever. Okay, they're having in Migdalos. My daughter's in Migdalos, so they're not having any. They're doing women's Megillah reading. So I said, are you laning? So they asked people to volunteer. She knows how to lane. So for the Megillah. So she said, it's very nice, actually. They first give it to people who've never lain before. In other words, there are 150 girls. They're not all of them ever lain the Megillah. So they wanted those who've never lain before get to lane. So there are 20 people, 10 in the morning, 10 at night. Anyways, okay. But back here. You have to bench Gomel with in front of 10. Mistama, that doesn't mean a minion. Mistama, that means 10 men or women. That's what I would assume. Be'asara. Well, how do you know that? Utremi nahu, dichti v'romu bikalam. When the Amar Marzut, utremi nahu rabbanan, for some like funny reason, two of them have to be rabbis. Shenamar, or maybe men. Uba Moshav Zakenim Yaluluhu. Somehow Moshav Zakenim Zaken means one who's Kona Chachma, who's wisdom. Yeah, praise God. Matkiv La Rabashi. Maybe make them all rabbis. Ve'makulu Rabbanan. So they said, no. Michti because Kenim Bikalam. And the people, not most people are not rabbis. Baruch Hashem. Thief, right? I think. Ve'ema Be'asara. Sharama betray Rabbanan. So maybe it's 10 plus 2. 12. Kasha, yeah, maybe. Kasha, you're right. I don't know. I don't have a good answer, the Gemara says. Okay. Rav Yehuda Chalash. I assume it's the same Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda got sick. But Eitbach, Baruch Hashem, he got better. Alikabe Rav Chanan Bagdata. And Rashi points out, what's Bagdata? Shem ir Bagdad hi ir chashuvasha b'Babel. This is the most important city in Babel. So you're already in the Gemara, Baghdad. Okay. He went to Rav Chanan in Baghdad. V'Rabbanan Amrele. So the rabbis were so happy to see him. He was healthy. He says, Brich Rachmana, praises the merciful one, the Yavi Ne'alach, gave Yola Afra, and you didn't go to the dust of the earth. You didn't die. Baruch Hashem, your life. Amar Lehu. So he answered, Patut Ranyati Milote. So I don't have to say Brich HaNagomol. You said it on my behalf already. Vamar Abaye, Balav, Dode Bafe, Asar. But hold on, you have to with 10 people. Tave Asar, there were 10 people. Vayilo Kamwadi, he didn't do it himself, big deal. Lot Sarich, Dani Batrayu, Amen, Yantra Amen. We learned yesterday, perhaps answering Amen is even greater than saying the Brach yourself. You don't have to say Brichat Agoma. The rabbi can get up in Shul. We want to welcome back and give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for healing Mr. Goldberg and Shul. And Mr. Goldberg gets up and says, thank you very much. Birchat HaGoma. That's what happens. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. I'm Rav Yehuda. Now again, another statement of Rav Yehuda, not Shmuel, not Rav. I don't know how many there are in the Gemara. You need today. It's easy. Just figure out on a computer program. But I mentioned Rav Yehuda is almost never quoted on his own. He's always either quoting Rav or Shmuel. But here he's quoting his son. Shloch, Shloshet, Srich, Gimshim. This is a custom I'm sure many of you know, that you don't leave the Chatan and Kala alone on the day of their wedding. Three people need to be guarded. Be'lehem Ifchola, a sick person, Chatan Mekala. And a Chatan and a Kala have to be watched. Why? So, hold on, I'll get there in a second. V'matnita Tane, we have a different version. Chola, a sick person, a Chaya, a new mother. A Chatan and Kala, Yeshurim Af Avel, even a mourner. V'yeshurim Af Talmidei Chachamim Belayla, even Torah scholars at night. Maybe they're, who knows, dangerous that they're walking around at night coming from the Beis Medrash. It's a Lindin. So it's interesting. Clearly, they're not all for the same reasons. Rashi says, Chatan Kala and Talmidei Chachamim, but he skips over Avel. Why do you have to watch them? People are jealous. People are jealous of them. It's sort of an Ayin Hara type of thing. Okay. V'amar of Rav Yehuda. Again, Rav Yehuda. We're a series of Rav Yehuda statements. Shloshad Varim, three things. Hamarichim Yamav Vishnotav Shel Adam. Three things, we're almost at today's Daf Yomi. We're getting there, one line away. Three things extend a person's life. Shel Adam. Hamarich b'tfilato, you take a long time to daven, maybe you have to change shuls. Hamarich al shulchano, you take a long time to eat, don't have time to do anything else. Hamarich b'veit hakise, you take a long time in the bathroom. Okay, good. Hamarich mitfilato mal yutahi. Whoa. You're going to tell me it's good to go to the slow minion? You should go to the quick minion. V'amarav chiyav barav amarav yochanan. Kol hamarich mitfilato. A person who takes a long time. We haven't defined what long means, but now, ma'ayin ba. What's ma'ayin ba? He examines it. So what does Rashi say? Ma'ayin ba, as he says, God, I'm a good guy. I expect you to answer my tefillot. In other words, instead of just saying the words, he actually thinks God should answer him what he prays. So that's bad. Sof bali de kev lev. That'll give him a heart attack, right? That's not good because God doesn't listen to our tefillot much of the time. And he's sitting there dumbling for so long. You hear that people say. People, I remember we had, like, Avram Steinberg said, one of our comments, I remember. It's also a very negative thing. A guy's, 80% dead. He's a gosase in the hospital, some great rabbi. So they get Klal Yisrael to come, and they get 100,000 people to say to Hillel. Whether that's the Hillel, that's also, I'm not such a big fan of that. I mean, give stock, do other things. Okay, Beseder, that's Minag Yisrael's for in some level. Yeah. So say them, and then he dies a day later because, there's no chance to recover. You're not supposed to daven for those people. Then everybody, it's what happened to all our tefillot? How come they weren't listened to? It creates a crisis in faith.
Who says the tefillot weren't listened to? They weren't listened to.
No, the people davening expected him to live. That's what Rashi says. You expect what I asked for. Right, of course, God listens to every feeling. He says, no, I we're not talking about that. A person davens, it means God should answer me. So that's not good. That's not good if you think that, because you'll be disappointed when God doesn't.
What about, yesterday we were talking about, where it's almost a sin to pray for a baby's gender because it's already determined.
Right, it's already determined. Right, so correct. I think this came up at a medical ethics conference. When a person is really, really sick, listen, there's a famous Gemara in Ksubas that the maidservant of Rebbe wanted him to die. He was in pain, and all the students were praying that he should get better. And their prayers were working, but he was suffering. So the non-Jewish maidservant was smarter than all the rabbis. So she took a plate or whatever. She smashed it on the floor. The noise, everybody. And then that minute, that second, everybody looked up. He died. And the run there quotes, she did right. The rabbis were wrong. She did right. When a person is really sick, you can doubt. There was in paper today, the Ontario government wants to change the MAID legislation, right? Medically assisted suicide, to make it easier. More people can qualify. This is a form, so we generally assume that it's not allowed. You're not allowed to actively kill somebody. That's what's the agenda. That was the headlines of the Canadian Jewish News this week. I didn't read it yet, but that's the front page of Canadian Jewish News this week. It's a whole story on what Jewish nursing homes are doing with the MAID legislation. I didn't read the story yet. My brother-in-law just asked me about it. He's a palliative care doctor. This is a form of MAID. You can pray for someone to die. That's we assume that's the halacha. Someone who's very sick, you don't pray for him to get better. You pray that he shouldn't have to suffer anymore and that he should die. It sort of goes against this notion that we do everything. People are, the same way that Jews are against organ donations, a lot of misconceptions, that may be historically true. There may be a good reason to be against historic organ donations. Israel has one of the lowest organ donation rates in the world. It's a terrible thing. Organ donation is one of the greatest mitzvahs you can do. But we have this mindset. So a lot of Jews say you have to do everything to save a person. It's not true at all. Not true at all. Sometimes it's wrong. Sometimes it's wrong to try to save a person's life. It's just a prolonging agony. So anyways, that's a whole other thing. But you shouldn't daven too long. So what do you mean? Daven too long and then expect to be answered. So the Gemara, Shenemar tochelat mumushcha machalalev. Okay. But you pray too much, not good. And then to back this up even more, Rav Yitzchak says three things remind God of your sins. Kirnatui, if you're walking by a shaky wall, so God wasn't going to kill you, but you're an idiot. You walk by, that's a good time. Just it's easy. You can get knocked off by the kirnatui, right? Let nature takes its force. Iyun tefillah, examining your tefillah too much. Guy's davening for half an hour. Who's this guy driving me crazy for an hour? Right, remember, davening is a privilege, right? Back to the Ramban. It's a great act of God is, it's a great chesed. God allows us to approach him in prayer. You can't go to the Prime Minister of Canada and ask him something whenever you want, but you can go to God whenever you want. So, okay, but if you drive God crazy, you sit there for an hour asking for your needs, God's going, who is this guy? Oh, this guy. The guy cheats in business. He does this wrong. He does this. I'm going to answer his prayer. Uh-oh, he's finished. So, daven quickly. Don't ask God for too many things. That's what Gemara says. Umosar din, I don't make this up. I just say what it says in Gemara. Iyun tefillah, umosar din al chaveiro l'shamayim. You say to God, God, why don't you punish Yankel? He's such a low life. He talks lashon hara against me. Your most sardine shall achaber the shemaim. Tell God. So halokasha. So those two things are true. The kirnat tuim, most sardine. What about prayer? Is it good, long prayer or short prayer? Gemara says it depends. Depends why you're praying. Maybe you're praying very slowly because you want to enunciate every word clearly. You want to think about what you're saying, but you have no expectations that God is going to answer. That's okay. But if your long davening is to get God to answer you more, which probably it is for a normal human being, then you don't daven too quickly. You do a lot to talk about the mercy of God, but not so much to ask God for our needs. Okay, that's one thing that extends your life. The second thing that extends your life, eat for a long, have long meals. Hamarich ha-shulchano. Why? So you'll have a chance to give charity. It's an amazing thing. Dilma ati ani b'yivle. If you're sitting at the table, making a big fancy wedding, there's so much leftover food at the wedding, you can feed 100 poor people for a week. Don't throw out that's how Lekin Israel got started. All the thrown out, stop it. Huge organization now, the thousands of people. Don't throw out all this food from the stuff, right? So you can feed the poor. You have a big fancy meal. You can have a long life. Look at all the schutim you get to give the poor. The altar was wood, three amot high. This is in Sefer Yecheskel, I think. God spoke to me and said, "Zeh shulchan asher lifnei Hashem." I don't know how that corresponds to what the measurements in the Beit HaMikdash were, won't discuss. This is the altar before God. Patach b'mizbeach, the pasuk opens up with an altar, the same b'shulchan, with the table. So Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar explained, "Damar kavaya kozman shebeit HaMikdash kayam," as long as the temple stood, mizbeach mechaper al Yisrael, the altar atoned for our sins. This is a famous, beautiful idea. V'achshav shulchano shel adam mechaper alav. Now our table can else as atonement. We discussed already the other day, we wash, because in the Beit HaMikdash they wash. We're eating in the Beit HaMikdash, but you have to give poor. The poor, how do we get our kapara? We can't bring a korban. Give tzedaka instead. That's how you'll get long life. So that's the second thing. Take a long time at your meal. So obviously that doesn't work if your door to your house is locked and you're schmoozing at the table. It means in public, when you have an opportunity, the food bank, whatever, spend a long time to give more people food. That's in Tayyaptahabi put it that it applies. Amarech mebeit hakise, take a long time in the bathroom. Malyutahi. It's again the same question. Is that really true? So the Gemara says, Vatanya, we learned Asar Dvarim Tachnio. 10 things cause hemorrhoids. Ochel, Alekin, eat a various bunch of foods. Alekinim, Alekvanim, I don't know, some type of the grapes or the whatever, the thorns, and Lulekvanim, Mornik, Behema, some part of the animal, Vishidro Shodag, the spine of a fish, Dagmaliach, salty fish, Shaino Mavusha called Sorcha, that we all recognize. It's not cooked well, it's unhealthy to eat, not cooked food. Raw fish, eating raw fish, like eating sushi, right? I'm sorry? I don't know. Hashota Shimrei Yain, the residue, whatever that, or the sediment of the wine. Mekaneach b'seed, b'scharseed. They didn't have toilet paper, That was I don't know when paper was invented, and I mean, I'm sure it was invented by here, but I imagine it was only wealthy people probably had toilet paper. So they washed them, they cleaned themselves with seed, a lime, or stones, or whatever. Mekaneach b'tsror, shekinach b'chaver, even somebody else used it, and then you use it. That we totally get. B'yesh omrim, someone who's sort of hanging in the washroom, and then it's implying he's there one time in the washroom. It's not there are a lot of germs. Talk about viruses, there are a lot of germs in the bathroom. It's a public outhouse. You want to get sick, that's the place to go. So get out of there quickly. Yotermi died. Lo kasha, hadamark, vitali hadamark, lo tali. So there, I don't exactly understand. I mean, Rashi sort of explained, but it depends how you go to the washroom, in what position you're sitting, that makes it more dangerous or less dangerous. Okay, Ki hada amra le hahi matrenute le Rav Yehuda bar Ilai, the maidservant or the matron of Rav Yehuda bar Ilai, panecha domim, crazy, unbelievable expression. Your face is like those who raise pigs. Le migdalei chazirin ulemalvei beripit. Your face looks like the people who raise pigs and lend money with interest, meaning you look really happy. Why are you really happy? Why are the people who raise pigs and charge interest? So charging, we understand. So Rashi says they make a lot of money doing no work. I lend money, you pay me back interest, which according to the Torah, you're not allowed to. There's no heteriska here, you know. So it's easy money. I don't have to work for my money. That, by the way, someone in the Farshim explained. That's why the Torah doesn't like interest. The Torah wants you to work. What do I mean, interest? I didn't do anything. Because I earned money once, then I lend it out. That's how I make my rest of my life. But doesn't like you to invest in Wall Street for your life. You got to work. You have to, manual labor. The Talmud was for sure in favor of manual labor or skilled labor. This idea of finance, you know, making deals just where you put money from. Well, I don't want to sound like Bernie Sanders, but then I'm not. But sort of moving money from one decision to another, making a $500 million cut for the investment bankers to make the deal. That's not exactly production. I remember Rav Lichtenstein once spoke about that. The Osek Bishuvo Shalom, you have to make something better in the world. So, okay, the capital markets do a lot of good things. Not a discussion, but it's sort of an interesting thing. But that's what some say. Well, I'll be repeat. You didn't do anything. Just you sat there and you moved money. But anyways, so they're very happy. So why was he very happy? Because he went to the bathroom, you know, and he relieved himself, and he looked like, I don't have to do any work. It's a very funny expression. Anyways, Amarle, Hemnuta, Lididi, Tervayu, Asirim. So she said, oh, yeah, you have to know, because I did two, hold on.
He's saying both of them, or he's saying they're both forbidden to me.
Right, of course, right. Believe me, hemnuta l'didi tarvayishim. I'm not allowed to raise pigs. That's a rabbinic prohibition to raise pigs because you're not just allowed to eat them, but you can, according to the Torah, there's a rabbinic prohibition to be a pig farmer. Okay. And you're not allowed to charge interest. But I will tell you, there are 24 bathrooms. Beit HaKisa Ike Mi Ushpaisa LeBeit Midrash. From where I go, whatever, where I came to the Beit Midrash. And I stopped at every one of the 24 bathrooms to relieve. That's why I'm so happy. So you see, going at this again, like every stop on the throughway, you know, stop at every stop of the throughway.
Never pass up a bathroom.
I'm sorry?
Never pass up going to the
bathroom. Right, never pass up going to the bathroom. Okay. Bamar of Yudah Shloshad Varim. Now we talked about what makes your life long. So that was, you know, it is good to be in the bathroom a long time. Of course, three things make your life, shorter. You give a guy a book, he's not interested. Who cares? Give me a Torah, I'm not interested. Make him here, make a cup of wine, so lead us in Shabbat brachas. He's not interested. He lords over people. He's a boss. He tells people what to do. Hamani gasma v'rabbanut. Sefer Torah likrov eino kore. We understand. Dichtiv ki hu chayecha. It's our life. Orech yamecha kim chayinu v'orech yamenu. Right? So obviously he's going to lose life without Torah. Kosho bracha levarech v'eino mevarech v'avarechecha mevarech. What God told Abraham. Those who bless you, the blessing is through you. You make a bracha to be blessed and bless others. You lord over other people. Dama Rav Chama Bar Chanina. Mifneima Meit Yosef Kodem Lachiv. Right? It says, Vayamait Yosef B'chol Lacha B'chol Adorahu. So the Torah is, the rabbis are assuming, Torah reading in a per se, Vayamait Yosef B'chol Lacha. Yosef died first. Now, considering he was the 11th oldest, like, brother, he shouldn't have died first. So why did he die first? Because he lorded over his brothers. So this is a critique of how Yosef treated his brothers. I'm the viceroy. I'm going to treat you like a piece of dirt. And he died young. We know that. People, you know, big, there's a lot of tension.
Or maybe it was the stress of running a country.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. It ties into that too. If you want to put a more positive spin on it, the Rabbanu, when leaders have so much like pressure and stress, they all age. Look at all political leaders when they get elected, and 4 years later, usually. Okay, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Tell people not. Okay, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Now we're Baruch Hashem back to Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav. Shloshet Vrayim, Shloshet Srichim Rachamim. Three people need a lot of mercy. Melech Tov, a good king. Shana Tova, a good year. Should have a good year. And a Chalom Tov, and should have a good dream. Melech Tov, Dichti, Palge Mayim, Leiv Melech, Biyad Hashem. God controls kings. There is this notion in our theology that kings, prime ministers, presidents have less free choice. It's a little bit of a comforting thought when you think about some of the leaders we have in the world today, that God takes away free choice. We have it by Paro in a direct way, however you interpret it, by Chesed Hashem at Lei Paro. But there is an idea that God has a master plan for the world. So everybody has free choice. That's otherwise religion doesn't make any sense. Then the whole thing doesn't make sense. But still, our free choices are limited. And the kings have even more limited free choice because obviously, you know, their choices can interfere with God's plan more than the average, like person. So the Lev of Melech should be Yad Hashem, so he should pray. The king should act, he should have mercy. The king should be a merciful king. Shana Tova, Dechtiv, a good year. Tamirein Eshemecha Gabam, May Reshit Shana Rachvit Shana. God examines, that's the source for Rosh Hashanah, by the way. This verse, at the beginning of the year, Ma'ayev Besofa, Rashi quotes that. May Reshit Shana, Ahashana, Arachrit Shana. The beginning of the year, so God determines the year, so we want merciful year. And Chalom Tov, a good dream. Your dream should be good. Now we're going to have a whole discussion about dreams in a moment. V'tach Nimeini, V'tach Yeni. The dream should lighten me, liven me. Amar Rav Yochanan. Three things God declares by himself. Interesting. Elim Ra'av, God himself declares when there'll be a famine. Sova, a lot of plenty. Uparnes Tov, a good leader. A good, the Parnes, the guy who runs the Gabbai, basically, the Parnes. God declares, Sam, you're the Gabbai. Okay? Ra'av, Dichtiv, Ki Kara Shem L'Ra'av. God called out that there should be famine. So, but the vikaratia, again, what's the Gemara driving at? The Gemara seems to be driving at these things are totally controlled by God. God determined, the basic, if you eat Kellogg's or post cereal, God doesn't care less. And the total free choice. But if there's going to be famine, yes, you have to do economic planning and all that. You have to work a little. But God is the one who announces whether there'll be famine or plenty. That's what I think, especially in the context of what we just said. On free choice, that our free choice is a little bit limited here, and God determines if it's going to be a good year or not a good year. You have to daven. Can't know that God will answer. Parnes tov dichtiv vayomer Hashem Moshe lemor rei karati b'shem Betzalel. Let's just finish this. I called out Betzalel. Now we're building the Mishkan, so it's for Parshat Hashavua almost. Amar Yitzchak, Ema Midi Parnes Ol Tzibur. You only appoint a leader. Elim Kem Nimlachim Et Tzibur. Very important. Democracy. You cannot appoint a leader unless you ask the community. Rav Soloveitchik always said, said if the Shul wants to fire the rabbi, they should fire the rabbi. I mean, often they fire the rabbi for horrific reasons, and it's terrible. But conceptually, if the rabbi isn't, the people don't see where don't like the rabbi, why can't be the rabbi? When you work for the community, if the community doesn't like you, you can't work for the community. So you're not allowed to appoint the Parnes Ol Tzibur, Elim, you have to ask the people. Do we have a minion yet?
Yes.
Shoot. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. No, I mean, I like minion, but a few minutes late, we're behind. We have to catch up. The pages are too long. Okay, can we have a shiur tomorrow at 5 o'clock? Anybody come? Yeah, I mean, I know it's hard of everything, but if anybody can come, 5 o'clock. I assume Mincha is at 5:45, no? Weeks are getting longer. Okay? So, okay. It's good, but there's so much here. I have to hold back from all the things I want to say. You know, I throw in all these extra comments, but I can only do so much in Daf Yomi. You can fall behind, but so rich and beautiful and powerful, but long pages. Okay.